That bridge collapse is not just affecting Baltimore. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Of course, the ultimate goal is to clear that channel, get that port back up and running as quickly as possible, but that's not going to happen overnight.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg just told Fox that port is key to the supply chain.
The biggest vehicle handling port in the United States.
And a lot of farm equipment goes through Baltimore.
And that's a very important part of our economy because those are some of our best exports.
Meanwhile, divers are back in the water.
Sadly, officials don't think any of those six remaining victims will have survived after spending all day yesterday and evening in the frigid water here, but they are still looking for them. As far as the investigation goes, the NTSB is leading that, and they're looking into what caused the ship to lose power and steer right into the key bridge.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble in Baltimore. It's up to 140 dead in Russia from Friday's terror attack at a rock concert in Moscow. After one of the many injured died of those injuries, 80 others still hospitalized. ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack. Four suspected gunmen were arrested, but Russia's leader claims Ukraine was in on the terror plot. The U.S. says that's not true. The Texas law the Republican-led state says is necessary to stop an invasion remains on hold.
That three-judge panel at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled to keep Texas's controversial immigration law known as SB 4 or Senate Bill 4 on hold for right now. That means that state law enforcement will not be allowed to arrest and deport migrants suspected of being in Texas illegally. Another appellate hearing is scheduled for next week with the same panel of judges who previously found SB 4 to be unconstitutional and conflicting with federal law.
That's Fox's Casey Teagle in Eagle Pass, Texas. The UN has just put out a report showing a lot of food is thrown out, estimating we waste 19% of the food produced globally in 2022. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
There's some big gains for the Dow on Wall Street, up almost 300 points this morning. The S&P 500 adding 16. However, the NASDAQ is down 17. One stock up big again, DJT, the Trump media company that owns Truth Social, is rising about 12% after yesterday's 16% spike in the first day of trading under that NASDAQ symbol, the former president's initials, after it replaced the Digital World or DWAC stock. Meanwhile, the former president is selling something else, not long after putting gold Trump sneakers for sale.
Now, with Easter nearly upon us, he's announced on his social media platform, Truth Social, that he wants to help America pray again. And he's selling God Bless the USA Bibles for $59.99. Trump said, quote, "All Americans need a Bible in their home. I have many. It's my favorite book." It comes as the former president's facing a mountain of costly legal cases. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
The price of oil down about $0.50. Still around $81 a barrel this morning. Gas is unchanged. AAA's national average for regular has stabilized after a recent surge back up. It remains $3.53 per gallon. That's 26 cents higher than we were paying for gas a month ago. Somebody or some group in Neptune, New Jersey, probably still can't believe it, winning a life-changing fortune.
A single winner from New Jersey taking Tuesday's $1.1 billion Mega Millions jackpot. It's the fifth largest prize in the history of the game. If the winner opts for the lump sum, they'd get over $537 million before taxes. The jackpot winner overcoming the odds of 1 in 302 million. There were 13 second prize winners, each winning $1 million. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Now, the rest of us have another big chance tonight. The Powerball jackpot's worth $865 million. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.